Joint pain becomes more common in middle age, making everyday movement harder. One major cause of joint pain is carrying extra weight, which puts stress on your knees, hips, and lower back. Each step you take adds pressure. Your knees can feel 3 times your body weight just from walking. Even small weight loss, like losing 10% of your body weight, can dramatically reduce joint pressure and pain. Extra weight also increases inflammation, which makes joints swell, ache, and heal more slowly. Losing weight helps reduce this internal inflammation, making your joints feel more comfortable. Strong muscles act like natural braces, supporting your joints and reducing strain. Choose low-impact exercises like swimming or cycling to burn calories and protect your joints at the same time. What you eat plays a big role. Focus on a joint-friendly diet full of fruits, vegetables, lean protein, and healthy fats. Avoid sugary drinks and processed snacks, which can add weight and worsen inflammation. Imagine your joints as bridges. Extra weight is like adding heavy loads every day. Each pound of weight lost can remove up to 4 pounds of pressure from your knees. Fat cells don't just store energy, they release chemicals that trigger joint inflammation. This makes conditions like osteoarthritis or rheumatoid arthritis feel even worse. Even your spine suffers from extra weight, leading to lower back pain from overworked facet joints. To find your healthy weight range, use the BMI formula, weight, kg, divided by height in meters squared. A healthy BMI is between 18.5 and 24.9, where joint stress and inflammation are lower. Other formulas like Hamwi, Divine, or Robinson can give you ideal weight targets based on height and gender. Knowing your range helps you set realistic weight goals and reduce joint pain more effectively. Start with small, specific goals, like losing 5% to 10% of your current weight. Break big goals into weekly steps so they feel manageable and rewarding. Make your goals measurable and timely, like losing 10 pounds in 10 weeks by walking 30 minutes, 3 times a week. Choose goals that match your ability, joint condition, and schedule to prevent burnout or injury. Use a step-by-step approach. Set a target, plan your actions, track progress, and celebrate small wins. Eat with purpose. Fill half your plate with colorful vegetables and fruits that fight inflammation and help you feel full. Include lean proteins like chicken or fish to build muscle around joints. Add healthy fats like olive oil or avocados in small amounts to support healing and reduce swelling. Choose anti-inflammatory foods like salmon, walnuts, kale, and berries to reduce joint stiffness and pain. Even tiny changes, like switching soda for water, can help prevent weight gain and support long-term joint health. Plan meals, track food, and make small swaps that stick over time. For exercise, focus on low-impact cardio like swimming, biking, or walking to burn fat without stressing joints. Add strength training to build muscle, which boosts metabolism and helps your joints stay stable. Combine cardio and strength training for the best results in reducing weight and easing joint discomfort. Exercise at a moderate intensity. You should feel your heart rate rise, but still be able to talk comfortably. Aim for 150 minutes of movement each week, broken into short, regular sessions. Include flexibility and balance exercises like yoga or tai chi to improve overall joint function. Stronger muscles help burn more calories and take the load off your joints. Use isometric exercises like planks or wall sits when your joints feel too sore to move much. If joint pain or fatigue makes exercise difficult, start slow and find activities you enjoy. Track your weight, pain, and activities regularly to see what works and what needs adjustment. Rate joint pain on a scale of 1 to 10, and note changes after exercise or rest. If progress stalls or pain increases, adjust your plan. Change the type, duration, or intensity of activity. Celebrate small wins and refine your approach based on your body's signals. Use simple tools like notebooks or apps to track and stay accountable. Seek professional support from doctors, physical therapists, and dietitians who specialize in joint health. A doctor can assess your joint condition and guide safe activity choices. Physical therapists create custom exercise plans to build strength without causing pain. Dietitians help with personalized meal plans that reduce weight and inflammation. Emotional support from a counselor or group can keep you motivated during setbacks. Professional guidance makes your journey safer, more effective, and more sustainable. Take small, steady steps, not big leaps, to manage weight and ease joint pain. Even losing 5% to 10% of your body weight can have a huge impact on how your joints feel. Eat better, move more, track progress, and adjust your plan as needed. Protect your joints today so you can enjoy greater comfort, movement, and freedom tomorrow.